Now, so much for the Theravada's ethical classification of the chittas, or mental states. Now, the Theravada also classifies the chittas, or mental states, according to the plane on which they occur. According to Buddhism in general, there are three planes within the phenomenal universe. First of all, the Kama Loka, a world of sensuous desire. Secondly, the Rupa Loka, a world of form. Thirdly, the Arupa Loka, or the formless world. Or we may paraphrase these terms and speak of the material world, the archetypal world, and the spiritual world. The first world is that experienced through the five senses. The second and third worlds are experienced only in high states of meditation. There is also a fourth plane, which is not a plane, and this is the transcendental plane, which is not the fourth, as you were above the third, but a fourth, like a fourth dimension, in a quite different direction altogether. On this plane, which is a non-plane, the plane of the transcendental, there occur the thoughts, not just ideas, but thoughts, experiences, which have as their object the unconditioned Dharma, or Nirvana. Now, the Theravada proceeds to distribute its 89 chittas, its 89 mental states, among these four planes. For instance, you will find that karmically wholesome and karmically neutral chittas occur on all four planes. But unwholesome chittas occur only in the world of sensuous desire, only in the material world. Broadly speaking, we may say that the Abhidharma analysis reveals that the higher the plane, the smaller, the fewer, the number of chittas or mental states involved. This fact is very well illustrated by the Abhidharma's treatment of the five chittas belonging to the world of form, or the archetypal world. These are identical with the five jhanas, or five superconscious states, which are experienced in meditation. In the first jhana, the first superconscious state, there are five mental factors present, five dharmas. In the second jhana, there are only four mental factors present. In the third, only three. And in the fourth and the fifth, there are only two. So what does this mean? What does this represent? This represents the fact, this represents the truth, that in meditation there is a process of progressive unification of consciousness. In the lower stages, yes, many factors are in play, many factors in operation. But as the mind becomes more concentrated, as you ascend the different stages of superconsciousness in these jhanas or dhyanas, mental factors are progressively eliminated and fewer mental factors are left. So therefore we find Lama Anagarika Govinda, in one of his works on the Abhidharma, speaking in terms of a pyramid of consciousness, a broad base. In the lower realms of consciousness, many mental factors operating. But as you go higher, as you go to the world of form, the formless world, more and more factors are eliminated, fewer and fewer are left, and consciousness, mind, is progressively unified and integrated. So with the help of the Abhidharma classification and distribution of dharmas, we see this process very clearly, and I may say very beautifully also. Now, modern psychology, as we know, is familiar only with normal mental states, that is to say, the usual mental states, and with what it calls abnormal mental states. But the analytical psychology of the Abhidharma, we may say, extends to the supernormal states, to the states experienced, the functions occurring in states of what we call meditation, of superconsciousness. So therefore, the Abhidharma analytical psychology includes also a psychology of what we may describe as mystical states or mystical experiences. And this it does, not in any vague or woolly way, but in what we may describe as a cool, almost a scientific manner. Now, I've mentioned only two groupings of the 89 chittas. That is, a grouping according to ethical value and a grouping according to plane. And these are certainly among the most important groupings or classifications. But there are very many more in the Abhidharma. There are scores and scores of other principles of classifications, other groupings. You can lose yourself in this maze if you're not careful. But in any case, we've no time to go further into this matter this evening.